Yo, it's good, everybody. My name is Sungjin, Sungjinny, Raguheo. I tend to study Korean, so if I switch between Korean and English, don't blame me. That's just me studying. Blame yourself for not studying. Okay. Since I talk about what I like, today's topic will be about what I like, and I really like Jackie Chan. So, how did I get to know about Jackie Chan? Everyone knows about Jackie Chan. If you don't know about Jackie Chan, that's a problem in my book. You should probably figure out any of his movies, and his most famous one is probably Rush Hour, at least in the US. His most famous one is Rush Hour. I guess watch the whole trilogy, the last one. I don't know about that. I don't know. It was pretty good, but the production quality kind of seemed waning, if that's a word. I think it's a word, waning, weaning, something. Should probably stop talking about Jackie Chan, but we're gonna talk more about him. Why do I like him? Well, I like him because he sings. That's really why I started listening to him, because he makes music. And for people who don't know, he was so famous that across all of Asia, he was wide known for all of his albums. And my favorite album by him is his first, which is The First Time. Yeah, it's really cute because in the album cover, he's wearing this red shirt against a purple black background, not background. That's weird. Background. So I think you should go check it out. Please, please do. My first Jackie movie would, I don't remember that one. Probably Rush Hour. Most likely Rush Hour. Although Rush Hour, it probably wasn't Rush Hour. It could have been his older movie. So maybe The Young Master, the one where his brother gets into trouble, stuff like that. Go check that out too. And I think we're done with Jackie Chan right now. Probably done with Jackie Chan. The age-old question. Jackie or Bruce Lee? Again, you cannot compare these two. You cannot compare the two because they have totally different styles. Bruce Lee is more serious and clean cut, and Jackie Chan is more comedy. So whenever he gets hit, he usually does a funny face and makes a funny sound. But then Bruce Lee, he is serious. So whenever he gets hit, he just says, ah, he leaves it. And then you're like, okay, Bruce, I see you don't get hurt. Oh, okay. This is great. Bruce, I don't, I can't. Tega, 한국어로 해야 돼. 아직도 배우고 있는데, 그래서 제가 실수 있으면 죄송해요, 여러분. 죄송해요. So for those of you who aren't studying Korean, what I just said is that I am now going to speak in Korean. So if you're going to be upset about that, deuces. So I said that if I make a mistake, because I'm still learning, even though I'm advanced, I apologize. So please, please take care of me. 잘 부탁해요. 여러분, 성희롱이 아세요? 안 아세요? 그거 문제야. 성희롱이의 영화를 많이 봤어. 네, 성희롱의 영화, 어떤 영화 좋아해요? 제가 슬픈 영화 좋아해. 근데 슬픈 음악을 좋아해. 다 좋아해. 다 슬픈 것들 좋아해요. Okay, so now that I talked in Korean for a little bit, not that long, because I'm bad at it, but now that I've talked in that language, I think I should probably explain why I speak Korean and why I'm interested in Korean stuff. And that would be strictly, not strictly, but because of music. Yes, my best friend in sixth grade, she introduced me to a drama, which is 꽃보다 남자, which means Boys Over Flowers. And a lot of people, if you know that, it's a very famous drama, you will probably be saying, like, 구전표, 금잔디, like, stuff like that, because it's a joke. People don't watch that drama and be like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. No, they'd be like, this cringy. But, you know, my best friend, she showed me that. And after two episodes, I was like, nah, I can't watch this no more because it's too dramatic. I can't take it. And then afterwards, she was showing me the music. And my first K-pop song outside of the drama was from EXO, which song was it? What is Love, I think. Not What is Love, like, Baby, You Don't Hurt. What is the song? How does it go? Oh, I lost my mind. I don't remember the lyrics. But that song. That was my first K-pop song, which I later on found out that EXO was actually in the drama, the 꽃보다 남자 drama, the soundtrack for that drama. And after that, I was like, okay, they can blow. That's my exact words. As soon as I heard it, I was like, they can blow, okay. And my best friend was like, I know, right? And then ever since then, I was listening to Korean music, but it was like slowly. I was slowly getting into it because if you know me, I listen to old music a lot. And I don't mean just old music as in 90s or 80s. It's mostly ranging from the 1910s to 1960s, actually. I don't really listen to recent stuff. So because of that, I slowly got into Korean music. So if you're wondering what artists I listen to, that would probably be, I can't remember any of the artist names from the 1910s, but it's like, there's one song that is like, there's one artist that sings a song, and she says like, I'm Nobody's Baby. Apparently it was remade a whole bunch of times, but that's the one I learned. And then in the 1920s, 1930s, you rarely, like, well, for me, I rarely listen to, like, specific artists from that time. But actually, I'm not gonna label artists from each year, so I'm just gonna say what artists I listen to. So that would probably be Julie, what's her last name? Dang, I'm so bad with names, but Julie something. Julie Smith, Julia? No. But the girl that sung the remake of a Peggy Lee song. Oh yeah, I also listen to Peggy Lee. But Peggy Lee song, like, why don't you do right like some other men do? That song. Get out of here. Sorry, I had to finish that note. But what is her name? I'm just gonna skip her. I'm sorry, Julia. I love you, man. If you know her last name, please tell me. I'm probably going to find out anyway, but please tell me what's her name, because I'm going to find out, but is frustrating me that I can't figure it out. Dang. The Carpenters is good too. Though I can't remember any specific song at the moment. But yes, The Carpenters is good. You guys should listen to The Carpenters. I forgot what year they're from. Maybe 70s? 80s? 80s, I guess? I don't know. I lost my... That song is stuck in my head now. Okay, but... For Korean artists, EXO's good. I was just seeing EXO earlier. And then Super Junior... This is my boys, they're my favorite group, you guys. Shindong, although he did some stuff, you know, we don't talk about that, but he's my bias, you know. I don't really have biases, but in order to explain to K-pop people, K-pop fans, like, what I like, I have to apparently have a bias, or else I look weird, because... As I said before, all of the music that I listen to is old, so K-pop is kind of a new term. It started, like, maybe 90s, if even that. Sorry, I had to pause there. But, again, I only listen to old stuff, so whenever my friend introduced me to Korean stuff, I went backwards, and I started listening to stuff from the 90s, then the 80s. In the 70s, 60s, 50s, and 40s. Unfortunately, I don't live in Korea, so I can't really find anything past the 40s, but you get what I mean. So for those, usually I listen to stuff from the 80s to 70s, but it doesn't really matter. Yeah, for me, it doesn't really matter what year it's from as long as it's good music, because, you know, some old music will, like, seem like it's made recently, because recently music is inspired by old music, and now that I'm talking only about music, it's kind of weird, but you know. I guess why I was listening to old music is because my mom, she used to listen to stuff, and then she got me on, like, Whitney Houston, and because of that I, like, went backwards again. I always go backwards instead of forward, which is sad. But it's good to learn your history, you guys. Is this still February? Black History Month? Yes! Yes, history. Okay. But I think that's why I listen to old music a lot. And that's kind of why I'm stuck in old music. So, like, if you listen to Cameo, we can be friends. You know, if you listen to The Carpenters, we can be friends. If you listen to, what's her name? Julie, I'm sorry I'm bringing it up again, but I don't remember her name, and it's bothering me so much. It's bothering me. It's Julie something. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. We're not even going to talk about it. Not even going to talk about it no more, because it's out of my head. It's out of my head. That's why I keep talking about it. That's why I keep talking about it. It's completely out of my head. Dang, what is that girl's name? Julie. Okay, no, I said we're leaving it alone. We're leaving it alone. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Chinese stuff. Yes, because I watch a lot of Chinese stuff. Again, it's all old. You already know the drill. It's all old. Mostly stuff from the Shaw Brothers, and most people know those. If you don't, that's a problem. Well, it's not a problem, but it's a problem for me. Okay, it's a problem for me. Therefore, for this time, because, you know, I tend not to think only about myself, like the world revolves around me. However, for this short 30 minutes, everything's going to be about me, just for 30 minutes, and then for the rest of the time, like, the rest of the day, I can just go back to thinking about everybody else, but today is about me, okay? So, if you don't know the Shaw Brothers, it's a problem. Get to know them, although the company is now out. However, not out, like, as in, like, they release stuff, but, like, they're out, like, they're gone. They don't have anything anymore, to my knowledge. They were bought out. But, Shaw Brothers movies. What? It's like something. The Heaven Sword and Dragon Saber 1 and 2. Yes. Okay. It's based off of books. I haven't read the books yet, but I'm going to. Yes. Watch and read those. Please. We can be friends. I just want friends. I don't have any friends. But please. Watch those. And then tell me about them. So that I can see that you're actually telling the truth. Because you can't just be like, oh yeah, I watched those and I read those before. And then you don't have any proof. Like, show me proof. Or else I won't believe you. What else do we talk about here, you guys? We could talk more about Jackie Chan. Because he always has stuff to talk about. All things about his family situation. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that. But his family situation. His movies. His singing. He built schools, you guys. And yes, I just realized I really did go back to Jackie Chan. But I do that a lot. My screensaver is Jackie Chan. My lock screen is Jackie Chan. I have a whole folder on my phone revolved around Jackie Chan pictures. Which might seem weird. However, it's me. And again, for this 30 minutes, everything revolves around me. Okay. So, I should probably explain why I still like Jackie Chan. Considering I know about the family situation. So, for those who don't know, Jackie Chan has a daughter who decided that she is not a daughter. She is a son. So, she is now a he because he is trans. But Jackie did not agree with this. And to everybody else, and especially to U.S. people, they'll be like, why do you support that? Do you not support the LGBT community? No, that's not true. However, I do understand Jackie's viewpoint because, not that I agree, I just understand and respect his decision. I don't agree though. I definitely do not agree. But if you know him, you know that he is born in what year? 1954, making him 65. And because of that, he has a very old mindset. And on top of that, he is from China. Therefore, China is usually every part of Asia is not really kind to those of the LGBT community. Should I say LGBTQ+? That's a lot. The LGBT community. But so because of that, he doesn't agree with that. And I can understand why. Do I agree with him? Again, no, I do not. I think if that's your daughter, even if you don't accept them as your daughter, you should still accept them because they're your child. But I can understand why. That's all I'm saying about that. Since I'm talking about Jackie Chan a lot, I feel like I should probably explain why. Okay? And that's why. And I don't understand. I don't know. My Korean is not that great. So I can't really express myself that way in Korean. So sorry to my Korean viewers. 한국분이 죄송해요. Since I was talking about the U.S. peoples, my peoples, you know, I am from the U.S., yes, I get that question a lot, actually, especially from my schoolmates. Whenever I was in school, they would say, where are you from? And I would say, Georgia. And they would be like, but where are you really from? And I was like, the U.S. I was not born in Korea and immigrated over here. My parents are not Korean, although people think so because I speak Korean and I'm light-skinned, so they'd be like, you must be part Korean, at least. No, I'm fully black as well, just so you know. So I was born in Georgia. Well, no, I don't even know where I'm born, that's sad. No, I know where I'm born. I was born in Louisiana, and I was raised in Georgia. And then we moved back to Louisiana for a little bit. And whenever I was in Louisiana, they started making fun of me because apparently I had an accent. But I don't even see it, bro. I don't even see it. Well, at least you can't see an accent. You can hear it, though. So I don't even hear it, okay? So, yeah. I'm not Asian whatsoever. Just to satisfy your interest. I didn't pause for a second to figure out that phrase, but no. It's satisfying your interest, not entrance. I noticed that I do that too. Maybe I do have an accent. I think it's more like not an accent, but like as in like just my mother and my father, really my mother, not correcting me whenever I was speaking English whenever I was younger. Shoot, because I say apparently ask the word like I ask you a question. I say ax, apparently, according to my schoolmates. But you know, they're just hating on me, so you know they could be lying. They really could, but I doubt that they were because a lot of them were agreeing. They also were making fun of me because I like Jackie Chan, but you know, it's okay. Also, again, Jackie Chan, I'm so sorry. If you don't like Jackie Chan, then I apologize. But Jackie Chan, in school, I expressed my interest. Okay, I expressed my interest in Jackie Chan with my school buddies. I didn't have that many buddies, but buddies. And my teachers. So my school buddies were talking about it with my teachers. And they were like, yeah, I think it's so weird. And so one day my teacher comes back. I was in art class. I was also in AP art for my last year. Shout out to all those art peoples, visual arts, not musical, because I know I was talking about music before, but no, visual arts represent. but why did I do that clicking sound? But yeah, my teacher came up to me and was like, so Niambi, they were talking about you in class again. I said, what are you talking about? She said, yeah, they were talking about your love for Jackie Chan, and that was really weird. I said, why did y'all talk about Jackie Chan more than I talk about Jackie Chan? And that's weird. That's weird. Because I, as you can see, talk about Jackie Chan a lot. So the fact that they talked about him more than me is not a problem. I appreciate it. but it's kind of weird considering they don't like him like that. Although there was one dude. Shout out to my dudes. I keep saying shout out. I need to stop saying shout out. Because who am I shouting out to? but my friend, he liked Jackie Chan. Like me. Not so much like me. But, you know, he liked him. And so he would talk to me about Jackie Chan all the time. And then Jackie Chan, oh my gosh, he had a world tour. Not a world tour, fan tour. So his fans could come over. And I was trying to sign up. I didn't get in, obviously. But I was trying to sign up. And he was like, bro, that's awesome. Oh my God. And then I was awesome. Even though we were having fun times talking about Jackie Chan, I decided to tell him to watch The Myth. Now for the people who know about The Myth, they know that The Myth is an experience. It's not just a movie. It's an experience. Oh my gosh, it was so bad. It was so bad. The only thing that made it better was the fact that it merged both Korean and Chinese cultures together, and then it had Jackie Chan. That's really what made it good. But other than that, it was bad, and it's not good. It's awful, but I decided to tell him to watch it, and he was like, I don't know if I should watch it the way you're describing it, and I was like, no, watch it, and he watched it, and the entire time he was watching it, he kept texting me. He was like, what is this? Why am I watching this? It was so bad. But I love that movie simply because of how bad it was and how frustrated it made me. I literally felt like I was scratching myself hard because of, like, how bad it was. Especially the main character. I was like, I wanted to like her because she's Korean, and whenever she spoke Korean, I was like, I know what that means. However, she was so, like, not even evil. She's not evil. She's just bad. Like, there's no other way to describe it. Just bad. She was, like, ah, it's so bad. I can't even say it. Like, there was one part in the beginning of the movie where they both fall off the cliff, Jackie and the female lead. And Jackie protects her from the fall. So she is conscious while he's knocked out, and he has a big gash on his arm from the fall. So she decides to stitch him up. Now, mind you, she is a princess from Korea, being transferred to China to marry the emperor. So she has the full Korean hanbok, but it's traditional clothing. So she's styled in a lot of clothes, and even though they fell, she still has all of her robes and stuff like that. So you would think this lady would take the string from her clothes to stitch him up, right? No, she pulls a strand from her hair and stitches him up with her hair. And the entire time I was looking at her, I said, what is she doing? That's so unsanitary. You're going to make his arm fall off because it's going to get infected. That was an awful part of the movie. I don't know why they did that when she has a full gown behind her. But, you know, it is what it is. They decided to do it. So, I guess, since we only have 3 minutes left, I'm going to send you guys on a mission. Which is to watch The Myth. I want you to watch The Myth so that I won't be the only one in pain, okay? Because that movie was awful. It was awful. And I want you guys to watch it. Now, again, you can't just be lying to me and say, oh yeah, I watched it. Because I can tell. If you just say, oh yeah, I watched it, like, yeah. No. If you truly watched it, you would be in pain. You would be agonizing. It would be awful. So don't just lie. You have to actually watch it. So whenever I see you, not see you, I won't see you. I can't see everybody. I don't leave my house. So whenever I hear from you, I will hear the pain and the sadness in your voice. I will be able to hear it once you watch that movie. So please, go out and watch it, and tell me about it. Tell me how it hurts you, because there's not one person that thought that was a good movie. I looked on the ratings, and I said, it can't be that bad, my dumb self. Because sometimes, like, Rotten Tomatoes will be like, oh, it's one tomato out of, what is it, 5? So it's one tomato out of 5, and I'm like, it's not that bad whenever I watch it. No, I should have listened to the ratings and not watched it because it was awful. So I suggest that you guys watch it so that, again, I won't be the only one that is traumatized. I was traumatized and I'll never be able to get over it. As you can see, again, you can't see me, but as you can hear from my voice, I was very irritated with that movie, even though I'm not watching it at the moment. Just the memory of it. It was brought back to me, and it was just awful. Oh, it was so bad. It was so memorable, but in a bad way. Never again. Apparently Cats is like that too, but never again. Never again. Not for me, at least. For you guys, go ahead and watch it. Watch it, please. Watch it. Please do. Okay, well, it's a couple more seconds. Not a couple. 40 seconds. Less than 40 now. So I guess we'll just end it. Bye. Bye. 안녕히 가세요. 안녕히 가세요. 안녕히 가세요 means goodbye in Korean. Just so you know. There's different grammatical things that can tell you why. But, you know, Goodbye.
Goodbye.